Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Devin Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
All right, Kevin, this one's a little bit different. You're not going to have a lot of frills. You're not going to have a lot of bookends. You're not going to have opening and closing doors and all kinds of stuff. We're just going to get down to it and talk about how hard it is to grow a business, but how much fun it is if you communicate and talk about it and bring help in when you need it. So we're going to go through the evolution of learn by doing, building our trust, hitting the ceiling, getting help, and talk to you, Tribe, about the next chapter in the evolution, and thank you, and talk about how we're going to continue to have fun, but put a little bit different twist as far as who's in what business and who is on one business. So let's start over and talk about the quick evolution of where we came from, where we're going. I know, Tribe, you've listened to almost every episode, but I'm sure you've missed one or two of the 100-plus we've done. So, Kevin, tell us about the journey of where you came from and where you are at here today. And let's start by learn by doing.
The Art of Construction podcast all started about 3 or so years ago when you came in my office and said, "Hey, I'm thinking of doing this thing. Would you want to jump on board?" And I, you know, gladly did. And it's been fun. So we're into a little over 100 episodes. And that was all in the process of working on the Mountain View window and door business, and then began the podcast. And here we are today.
And we've had a lot of help along the way, but I did enough research to say podcasting is a way of the future. And to really put my passion as the go-giver out there, I needed really good mentors with people like Kevin that have been a builder and put a lot of time in the business side of the art of construction. And I've definitely been the art side, you've been the construction side, and really talking through where we came from, where we're going. So I spent my years about the supply channel, as well as doing some construction on the side. You've done a lot of construction and doing the business and blending that all together, and it's been so fun to put it out there and then Kevin listen and circuit all back. There's two things we always talk about that we don't have enough of, and that's time and money. So what we're going to talk about here today, Tribe, is kind of the evolution of where we want to go with this podcast and put the right person in the right place, because we can't be everywhere, right, Kevin? It's getting a little hard as we've hit the ceiling day-to-day with Mountain View Window and Door.
Yeah, on the bright side, business is so busy that it does put added pressure on the available time. There's less of that, so there's, you know, more of a requirement to focus on keeping that business going the proper direction. So yeah, it's always a challenge when things are going well to keep up. It's a good challenge, but nonetheless, we have to add additional focus to making sure we keep all that growth we've been working on moving the right direction. So
the next thing I want to highlight is trust. And if you go back to a lot of the shows, you'll see where we've brought in help, and we're going to talk about help as well, is Greg Hernandez came in and looked at our business and said, "You guys have really built trusted advisors." And that thing really was a pendulum that changed to say, you know, you learn by doing. We came in and I said, "Kevin, I want to do a podcast. It's the wave of the future." Come to find out, he was a broadcast major in college. It was like this perfect thing to come together. And we've had so much fun learning from each other. Kevin has given so much to me, and we've given so much to our guests. And we come in and we really have that great fireside chat. But that was earned. It wasn't given. It wasn't episode one when we just had everything figured out. It was episode 101 when we had that figured out, right?
No question. It takes a lot of time and you know, it was fun to hear and get input from so many of our guests on things that they're doing in the business, and that's really what it's all about, helping people grow their business in architecture and construction. So
the next thing I want to hit about is hitting the ceiling. And this is something in a business that if you want to grow your business, which this podcast from the beginning and forever and ever, it's always going to be for contractors and its affiliates to grow their business. That's what it's always started, and we've always had that premise, and that's what it's all about. But if you want to grow, you will have to change and evolve your business. And how that is done is to where there's all kinds of different ratios and financials and business and goal setting and all these things. But what it boils down to is shit's going to get really hard once in a while. And when you hit that ceiling, it's a matter of if you want to grow your business, you got to see a tree that just fell right in front of you. If you try to go all the way around that tree and avoid it, it's not going to be any easier. It's going to be much harder than just looking at the problem and chopping straight through that tree. And you cannot do it yourself. That's the thing of us as entrepreneurs. We think, you know, if you want it done right, do it yourself. Just work harder. But it's all the opposite. The more problems you have and you want to grow, the more help you need. And the more you need to step back and smell the roses, if you will, and get help. So how do you do that, right? So, Kevin, tell us about the journey of behind the scenes, just like when I kind of put the business plan together with the podcast. I don't think I probably had it quite crafted all the way enough, but I had enough to kind of figure it out, right? So I think this next one I want you to talk about is when we hit the ceiling to go from, you know, zero to buying a company that did $300,000 to $1 million, $1 million to $3 million, $3 million to $6 million, and now $6 million to 10 years. That's been our evolution and the growth. That has been, go back to the full life perspective. That's really what it was, and we've done it every year. It's been chaos lately because growing that fast. So tell us about you stepping into the entrepreneurial operating system, or EOS. And let's talk through about what that's done for us, because what we're going to do here is that the premise is not going to change, but we're going to, through this EOS, is that Kevin is going and he's running the sales for Mountain Wind and Door. That's what's funded and made this thing get to where it is here today. So he's in charge of that and laser focused on that. I'm going up and I'm going to be the micro influencer, disruptor, informational entrepreneur running the art of construction. So unfortunately, this is the part where stuff is hard to say. You're not going to have the Kevin and Devin show. You're going to have Devin leading the art of construction with guest hosts at the right time, at the right place, like having Kevin come back. So tell us how we got to that through EOS.
Well, as you described, EOS stands for the Entrepreneurial Operating System. So it's kind of a modern or contemporary acronym for something that's been around for a long time, and that is helping entrepreneurs have an operating plan, if you will, for the business. Because, and particularly as you grow substantially like we have, you run into that ceiling that you need to be able to break through, but you need to be able to break through in a way because you're under a lot of pressure, right? Because things are going well, things are expanding, sales are doing well, there's a lot of activity, but along with that, there's a lot of opinions. There's 1,000 different ways you could go, and not all of them are the right path, and sometimes you make the wrong choices. So what this is designed to do is really give you a roadmap to work through and tackle issues in a constructive way instead of simply doing it kind of the old school way in an entrepreneurial business, which is what you described earlier, which is just work harder and longer because you just physically can't do that. You have to think a little smarter. You have to get outside input. And you have to make it a plan. But the interesting thing about it is it takes a lot of stress and pressure off the process. It's not a picnic. You know, it's not sitting laying at the beach on the one hand. On the other hand, you're not addressing and readdressing things over and over ad nauseum because you're actually tackling things and you're moving on to the next big thing and tackling that. So from that standpoint, it's been real productive and I think helped break through that ceiling in a positive way. So
I guess let's tout EOS a little bit and talk through a few of those tools that we are. There's all kinds of books, and you got to find out where you're at. So I've always been the visionary. Everybody knows I'm the visionary. That wasn't very hard to figure out through the process. It was everybody else. And the person that makes a visionary or entrepreneur tick is their integrator. And there's things that, you know, as I always say the saying, happy wife, happy life. My rock, Sarah Tilly at home, is the best mom, my best partner, the best everything. But you also, in business, have to have the true people that are really there to have your back. And that's Julie Belden, who's the integrator for Mountain View Window and Door. So visionary integrator is kind of the business marriage, if you will. And then you can go through and there's all these different books and resources. And that was so helpful for me is that back to what we always talk about, two things we don't have enough of, time and money. this is literally, like you said, a roadmap that has all the different channels to fill in the blanks for the right person in the right place. So there's Traction is the book that they've gotten so much notoriety. The founder of EOS is Gino Wickman, and there's all kinds of amazing tools. Matt, shout out to Richard, our integrator at Mountain View Indoor Door. And so what he helped us do is, so I'm reading all the, like, I'm reading Get a Grip, which is the book for the visionary. And so the whole evolution of this thing is they literally, they don't hide it. It's a standard roadmap that you go through these 90-day or 90-minute, excuse me, to find your right coach, the person that has your back. And so as a business, you look at it and you say, man, it's hard, because when you most need it is when you're like, should I spend the money and, more importantly, the time to do that? But I can honestly say, whether it's EOS or something else, find what works for your company, because it's a game changer to knock through the ceiling. And I feel I can see that all coming together, because it really helps make really tough decisions. Like if you go back to the episode with Mark Mitchell of, you know, the evolution of, you learn by doing, and you have a lot of amazing family and friends and people that kind of got you started. But then to knock through the ceiling, you have to really make this a business. And that's hard when you take the personalities and the amazing people that got you there to craft that. So visionary, integrator, and then you got to figure out for your business. And as a visionary, this is the hardest thing, because I'm already out thinking about the next business. And people have to say, Tasmanian Devin, calm down. This is your business. What does this business need to run day in, day out, so that then you can truly be the right visionary and go work on the art of construction, and not just leaving this problem of your window and door company or whatever it else is sitting there wondering about, go ask Devin if you didn't pass the wand properly. So, Kevin, if you can kind of talk about the kind of building out the rest of that team from the visionary and the integrator to build out our level 10 leadership team.
Well, to start with, I think the important thing to let our listeners know is that this whole format is very similar. In fact, they rely on or it's required reading to read Michael Gerber's E-Myth Revisited book. So a lot of the things that we've talked about in past shows about the E-Myth and all the principles there, this is, you know, incorporated into the EOS program in part, and kind of takes it there and runs it up at a much higher level. But you know, it starts with some of the things that Michael Gerber talks in his book, which is, you know, figure out all the different organizational aspects, but it kind of takes that, so making an organizational chart, but then it takes it and puts it kind of on steroids, where you really have to have an action plan in each category, in each group, as it flows from the top to the bottom, and you have to think through the practicalities of, you know, how many people are you going to be utilizing in each given activity. So it really makes you work through all those things to kind of think in more detail to get the whole process to work properly.
Yeah, and all kinds of references as well when you're going through EOS. As I always say, the best ideas are stolen. You know, it's gotten me to be a reader and an Audible and a podcast listener, and it's my drug. It's like the more I get, the more I enjoy and learn and getting for Vision Day 1 was reading Good to Great. But I really read it because I knew we were going to talk about the hedgehog concept, you know, Jim Collins and his stuff. So the thing about a system like this, it's the one word of growing your leadership team is accountability. And you have to have a system to be accountable to GSD, as we say it, when we built out our core values. So tell us about we started, like you referenced, the org chart of the E-Myth Revisited, but the org chart was all about Devin, and it didn't have the right transfer of enthusiasm that GSD, get stuff done, or behind the walls, some other words that sometimes gets used, to where it empowered my leadership team. So for us, for a window and door company, we figured out what those seats were, and then now putting the right people in those seats. That was a hard thing, but it made so much sense as we worked through that. And I'm so excited in next week that I get to do my core values speech that was put together through the team. It wasn't just Devin just going out and doing it. So talk to us about the level 10 meeting.
Well, it's really, I think you hit the nail on the head with respect to accountability. That's what the primary focus is, and it sounds like a simple, easy concept, but in practicality, it's something that at each stage, as you're talking about the next steps, it's all about being accountable. Who's going to be accountable for this, that, and your other thing? And so, and in a group, if you're accepting accountability, that means you're accountable to the group and the whole process. So that's the biggest key right there, is just translating everything into accountability. And it's not so much a burden. It's about really getting stuff done like you describe, and going through that's pretty productive, because it changes your thought process. Instead of just having to-do lists, you're really working through those things in a constructive way, and then taking that organizational chart and putting it together from the standpoint of not people to start with, it's functionality to start with. So you described it, it's about, you know, what are the right seats, meaning the functions of each activity that needs to get done from the top to the bottom, and then filling the right person for the right seat. So you're kind of instructed, and it was a little difficult at first, because your natural brain is, okay, if here's a function, then that's Joe is doing this function and Sally's doing this function over here, and you got to divorce yourself of that thinking first and start with the process of what needs to get done, what are the activities behind each of those categories, if you will, and then as you group them into seats, meaning accountability seats or responsibility buckets, who's responsible for those, then you start plugging in the right person for each of those, and amazingly, you might find you're moving some of those pieces around a little differently than what you would have originally thought.
And I'm going to call myself out there and all the fellow tribe entrepreneurs out there, is because I truly believed it. The way I was going to get there is that I'm really just going to work harder than everybody and get GSD more than anybody else, and I could continue to grow. And you can do that of the system of go ask Devin or go ask the entrepreneur to get from A to B. And if that's all you want to get to, then you're a solopreneur or a technician, as Michael Gerber talks about. And if that's what you want, then great. Be the best technician or the best solopreneur you want to be. But if you want to be whatever that is, as the BHAG, the 10-year target, you know, as Devin talks about the full life perspective, you better find a tool if you want to grow to get you there. And you better write it down. So in EOS, it's the 10-year target, and then they break it back down and help you figure out where you need to spend your time to make the money that you need to get. And it's, if you just think about time and money, you're screwed. It's the right people in the right place. Defining those systems is how you're going to have the most fun. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, right? Like, what gets you out of bed in the morning? If you can truly find and figure that out, that's where you're going to grow your business. And if you want to be nothing but marketing, then get people to help you be the best marketer and own that seat. So whatever it is, find out that makes it tick, but get help. And with wherever you're struggling with, get help. And so that's what I did, is I was like, man, I can want to grow my business back to learn by doing, but I knew I needed help. I was not a well-spoken speaker. I talk too fast. I talk too much. I do too much. I try to do da 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 da. You get the point? And Kevin just says, listens and slows down and said, time out. What's the point here? Where do we need to go with that? So thank you for helping me with that.
Oh, absolutely. Well, one of the things that you mentioned is the technician aspect. And Michael Gerber, in his first book, and then in Revisit and all the other different variations that he has out now, talks about if you're an expert in a field, like let's say you're a plumber, okay, and you want to go start your own business. That's the whole concept of when you're an entrepreneur, to think about the other aspects of that particular trade, if you will. In the construction field, as an example, than you might have as a solo technician. Basically, there you're going and identifying a problem, fixing a problem. When you're going to start an entrepreneurial plumbing business, you have to think about marketing, advertising, accounting, payroll, human resources, a lot of other things, because then you need other people, right? So that's the whole focus of the E-Myth and Michael Gerber's concept, is to think a little bit differently when you're going out and starting a business. The passion is critical. That's important. But you got to also recognize that you can't have your arms and your hands around every detail. You got to be able to give up, because you weren't, before this, you were not an HR expert. You were not a you know, an accounting expert. You are not these things. So you need to take that passion for the business and get other people around you to help with that. And then what the EOS system does really is takes that kind of foundation and moves it up several notches in terms of practical day-to-day application, which is pretty amazing.
And Tribe, I can tell you from speaking passionately about doing this, as far as when you go through and build out your leadership team for your business, it's a process that they call GWC, gets it, wants it, and the capacity to do it. And it takes, it just helps your shoulders drop because you feel like it's all on your shoulders until you get a tribe, a leadership tribe that is saying GWC and holding each other in good conversation, that's structured, that's holding each other accountable. I have such an unbelievable team, but we had to shift a lot of the people to get the right person in the right place after we systemized that. That was interesting to say, when I did it through the eMyth, I thought it was all dialed in. And some people that have changed, it was back to where we didn't keep certain stuff behind closed doors. So previous management, it would be out and open. So now we have the right meetings to hash it out to where when you get in front of your members of the tribe, there's not chaos or confusion because people don't want that. They want consistency. They want to know what's going on, and they want structure. The world wants structure, even though in this world of noise, people think they don't. How would you assess now that we have the visionary and the integrator doing the same page meeting to kind of keep some of that stuff behind the mainstream, if you will?
Well, there's no question. People, you know, your employees, the staff, everybody, you know, do want clear communication. When you think about it, when we go back to the 100 podcasts, how much communication is important just day to day when you're dealing with all the different aspects of construction and all the different trades. The thing that works the most importantly is communication. So it's either going to work well or it's not going to work so well, depending on how those, you know, interconnections go. But that's really the critical mass right there. And I think what this EOS program has done is on the management side to hash through some, you know, tough issues because of a couple things. One, they keep us on task because there's certain procedures we have to follow in these meetings, which sometimes is a little cumbersome, but it keeps you on track so you don't get detoured into a conversation that's going to go too long. And you really kind of have to focus because you got a clock running. And so you have to work through those details. But when you get it all finished, it is on that basis of accountability. So you don't have one party that is feeling like they're committing to something, but they're not, you know, they're not being supported by everybody else. In this case, you've got, if you make a commitment to do something, everybody knows you've made a commitment, but everybody's supporting you. And then the communication that goes out is consistent and it's a lot more efficient, you know, from that standpoint too. So.
And as we talk about hitting the ceiling with EOS, is as we've hit those ceilings, they keep getting harder and harder to break through. And it seems like the noise just gets overwhelming of what is, you know, find the biggest pain and fix it becomes more and more painful because it's harder and harder and harder. And that's where something like EOS has just laid it out to say, don't worry about that. Let's IDS it, identify, discuss, solve. Let's put the right thing over there. Let's table it. And then every week, GSD. And that's so, it's amazing how much more we're getting done by truly finding the biggest pain and fixing it weekly and then having these quarterly rocks and all these different things that I'm talking about, terms I don't expect you to understand. I expect you to go after this if you want to grow your business.
Yeah, and the key too is that it's not, you know, a lot of us went into this, you know, not really fully knowing how this was going to work, certainly. And, you know, because you and Julie had a little more time working through it before the rest of us got involved. But once we started getting into it, and yeah, there is structure, but it really helps the process work, I think, well for everybody. And, you know, it's just one of those things as you start going through it, it's definitely not a situation where, you know, it eliminates every problem, but it allows you to identify, to discuss, and solve. That's a real key thing right there. And in an organized way, instead of a shouting match, a yelling match, somebody's not heard, everybody gets heard, everybody has an opportunity to put their two cents in, and yet you don't end up with 4 or 5 hour meetings, which at the end of that is counterproductive because everybody's so exhausted you can't even remember what the heck you discussed, and then nothing gets done. So you spent 5 hours really at the end of the day wasting time versus in these instances, it's all on schedule, it's all mapped out, and it becomes a lot more productive. Again, it's not an end-all, like you're just a magic wand and everything's hunky-dory. It's not. You still have a lot of work to do, but you can be a lot more focused and put the energy where it needs to go in a productive way that's a lot more more fun for everybody, I think.
Fun is the key word.
Yep.
And sometimes it seems like, man, is this going to be fun for me to be in 8 weekly meetings? Is it going to be fun for that? And the whole thing about the next chapter, Tribe, is when you get to this point, it's so fun if you are an entrepreneur that can be freed up to truly be a visionary. And now I'm all about in a space where I can truly elevate and delegate to where I have my amazing integrator. Shout out to Julie and my amazing team. I wouldn't be where I am without this team. So now she's going through and she's taking all of the right seats, the right people now, and what the duties are. And it's amazing how much cross-pollination there was that now we're getting clarity. And when you can get clarity with your accountability, you can truly elevate and delegate, and you can see where everybody's at. And it's firm but fair. And that's what it's key about, to have fun as an entrepreneur. And, you know, everybody has my back and I want to have their back. You have to have some kind of system that shows that firm and fair, to where we can free them up to where now I can truly work on the business and Kevin's going to go out and work in the business. And to be a managing advisor to all of the trusted advisors, it's to GSD and with integrity and hold everybody accountable is easier said than done, to just say, your voicemail can never be full, and you have to have a really good voicemail and be available as a trusted advisor to advise. And that, and so you have to free people up to do that and not have everybody trying to do everything. And that's what this episode, and when we say the next chapter, is that Kevin's going out in the business of Mountain View Window and Door, owning his quarterly rocks, hitting the budget. When we hit the ceiling, we're going to give him the tools he needs so that he can truly build his business inside of the business and manage. What would be your 2 cents with that, to where I'm going to go out and be the influencer pulling back from the global megaphone to GSD?
Well, you know, it's I think it's inherent in the construction business that part of what attracts us to the business is we like to be hands-on in whatever capacity. We like having some level of control. And the reality is, as you grow, whether it's your own department or the entire company or whatever it may be, you kind of have to give up some of that control, have accountability. So that means you do have some boundaries and some understandings of what needs to get done. It's not anarchy, but it is also not micromanaging, because that's not usually well received. It's not usually very productive. Doesn't have great outcomes, but at the end of the day, if you can have accountability with everybody understanding what the parameters are, then it allows you to do a lot more of that. Because the reality is, as much as we like to have that control and we like to work hard and do all those things, those do have limits. There's only so many hours in the day. So unless you're really leveraging your time, leveraging your resources in terms of people and both inside and outside, like Devin mentioned, you know, utilizing people on the outside. We do a lot of, just on our sales side, we do a lot of meetings and have interaction with other non-competitive people to generate leads and talk about leads and growing business. And so we do that on a departmental basis too, which I think is pretty productive.
Awesome. Well, honestly, it's been such a challenging but such a fun journey. And having this podcast as a sounding board, talk about holding us accountable. So find out what makes you hold accountable. Get the right team. If you're in Colorado, Richard Palmer Smith with the Entrepreneurial Operating System has been outstanding. And so I advise you to interview with some different platforms. Look at EOS, interview. We interviewed a few. They were all amazing. Richard came from the construction background, so we were very relatable, him and I. And you got to feel good about this, because it's a big time and money investment, and it's a marathon, not a sprint. It's a 2-year process, but I can tell you, 6 months in, we're light years ahead by spending that time and money to develop that system. So Kevin's going to go out and he's going to go run the sales for Mountain View Window and Door, and you're going to see a lot less of Mountain View Window and Door talking on The Art of Construction, unless we do a series or a podcast to where, for example, we did the series on the System Build Lifestyle about offsite construction, because technology and labor are the two things we are laser focused on. because we all need to be laser focused on that. So we did that series on System Build Lifestyle, and you're going to see a whole rebranding coming together as far as that's going to be relaunched on The Art of Construction. So it's Tim Tilley leading The Art of Construction with the right guests, with the right co-hosts, with the right series all put together for contractors and its affiliates to grow their business. So it's not that Kevin's gone, it's that we're putting the right systems in place through EOS and putting the right time and the right message to put that out there. Maybe I'll be out here with Richard someday and so on and so forth. The story and the chapters just continue, but we got to elevate and delegate because we got to hold ourselves accountable within our tribe to help you, tribe, grow your business. So Kevin, sound off as the official last Devin and Kevin show. And here we go.
Yeah, it's been a blast. I mean, we've been doing this now for a little over 3 years, 100-plus episodes. And so, yeah, it's a little bittersweet on the one hand, but I'm excited about going out and putting a little more focus on the rest of our business. And check out the show notes page because we'll have some links and some information in there for you to kind of take a look at some of these different books and different resources to get a better feel and a better idea of the things that Devin's talking about here. So,
and as we always say, you're either growing or you're dying. And Kevin, thanks for all your help with growing this. And hopefully you've had as much fun as I had as this bi-weekly show. We're going to continue the Art of Construction bi-weekly with special series and different partners and affiliates as we grow. But Devin Tilley leading the Art of Construction, thanks, Kevin.
You bet. Signing off until next time.